Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You and I both know that this is still, radio I'm talking about, is still the purest medium there is, without question. We say it, they hear it, they can interact with us. Nobody can call you on the set at the news hour and go, hey, Jim, about that last story.
That's true. You know, I would even add another thing to what's so great about radio is it requires you to bring your imagination.
Right.
Then people don't know what you look like.
Right.
You just told them, I'm all dressed up. So they got there. What that mean?
Yeah.
Does he have a tie on? A color tie?
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
Paint the pictures.
They paint the pictures. And television, they do it for you.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see you. And congratulations on the Franklin Affair. I want to ask you about a bunch of new stuff. But the new book, The Franklin Affair, is out. Is this 15?
This is 15th novel, right?
15.
Yeah.
You gotta
stick busy, Steve.
And this is the extra job.
Yeah, right.
That's incredible. Give me a bit of the plot for the book.
A modern-day historian, expert on Benjamin Franklin, comes across some information that seems to indicate that Benjamin Franklin hired a hitman to take somebody out over 200 years ago. And it's the story of what happened 200 years ago, plus the modern-day mystery of this historian trying to figure it out.
I love the concept. I love it. And unfortunately, you're going to have Hollywood people now going, Jim, we got to do a movie. This is fabulous.
I'll put on a coat and tie for them, too.
So is it tougher to write about real figures, historical figures, legendary historical figures, and put them in a novel?
Absolutely right, because the one thing you have to do, even if you're playing around with them as I am, everything that you have in there beyond the fiction part has got to be absolutely right on the money, because you lose all your credibility. If I had Benjamin Franklin living, say, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, instead of Philadelphia, I'd say, oh, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Right.
So it requires an awful lot of research to make sure the context is absolutely on the money, and I love doing that. So,
well, but you do so much research anyway. I mean, everybody's talked about that with all the books. Is that just, you're the reporter?
Exactly right.
Do you do the book on tape for your stuff?
I've done a few of them. It's really tedious work, and I haven't done this one. I haven't done the last two or three.
No, I've never been in a session for this. They sit you down, and in some cases you can synopsize some of it if it's a real lengthy book.
Right.
But in general, is it line by line?
It's line by line.
No kidding. And if you get a picky director, you're going over stuff again and again, right?
Oh, man, last time I did one, I swore I'd never do another one. I mean, he just drove me crazy because he was trying to turn me into an actor.
Sure, of course.
You know, and I said, you know, if I would have been an actor, I'd have gone and been an actor.
Right,
I just wrote this thing. Don't make me, you know, change my voice when the character was female and all that.
See, that's a total mistake. It's a total mistake. It's not like you don't know how to deliver the spoken word. You do it for a living.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But not, well, come in here. Come in here, Bob.
I don't want to come in here, Bob. I don't, do, you know, I'm here or whatever.
I don't. You know what, though? I'd pay to hear that. I'd buy two copies. All right. The new book is called The Franklin Affair. Jim Lehrer is here. All right. So we have what we believe to be the accurate identity of Deep Throat. This is somebody that's been on the show with you, right?
Absolutely. I know this guy, Mark Feld, W. Mark Feld. I am. Talked to him in years and years and years. He's always been on the short list, the quiet short list about the possibilities, because the key to figuring out who Deep Throat was or is was who had access to the information.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people did a lot of even computer studies in recent years where they went back and took all of Woodward and Bernstein's stories and then superimposed on all these so-called would-be
flowchart.
That guy, could Mark Felt have known this?
Sure.
Could Henry Peterson have known that? Could Diane Sawyer have known this?
Sure.
All the people that have been mentioned.
Sure.
And Felt always remained near the top of the list, but nobody ever identified him, because the only people who could were three people. That's Woodward, Bernstein, and Ben Bradley, who was then the executive editor of the Post.
Yeah, but this goes to the question about sources, which, you know, the Newsweek story in the past week has brought that up. So, sources. When a source makes him or herself public, does that relieve you of the burden, or does that break a precedent and Are Woodward and Bernstein doing the right thing here?
Well, I don't want to pass judgment on them. I know if I were in their place and the person whom I was protecting
right.
had gone public, I would think I'm off the hook.
All bets are off.
All bets are off. Well, what's the point?
Right.
You're playing games, it seems to me.
Right.
But there may be more here than meets the eye.
We're going to run out of time, but talk to me for a minute about the way this whole Newsweek thing is broken out. Unnamed sources are a part of reporting stories. They have been. As far as I know, they always will be. Newsweek has been doing a Buffalo shuffle here for, as we used to say, in upstate New York for a long time. Is this going to change the way journalists have to work? It can't, can it?
Oh, it's going to change it tremendously.
How?
Well, there are going to be editors at the Chicago Tribune
right.
and at the McKinney Daily Gazette and everywhere else. You come in with a story with unnamed sources, they're going to sit you down in a closed room and say, okay, I need to know who this person is.
But then how do you avoid having corporate lawyers who are not tied to the journalistic end of this at all getting involved in the same room, and eventually you water down the story, you don't have a story to report?
That is the downside of this. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Right.
First line, front line, anybody who has a piece of news that is at the least bit damaging to another person
right.
is going to have to really come forward either with a name or an incredible explanation as to why they cannot identify the person. And it's going to go beyond that. See, the credibility with the reader is also at stake here. So you could use an anonymous source, get it by your editor, but you also got to get it by your readers. You got to have believability. You got to have credibility. So they're going to come close to it saying, oh, well, I won't give you the name, but he has been known to do a radio program
in
Chicago in the afternoon with people walking
around. All right, I'm deep-throat.
Okay.
I'm deep-throat. Go out and get the book. It's The Franklin Affair. It's the 15th in line. And, Jim, it is always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, the pleasure's mine.
Talk to you on the phone.